God dwelleth in the secret place. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God dwells in a secret place. He dwells in the place shrouded in darkness. He is light, but he hides the brightness of his glory behind the darkness through which man cannot penetrate. And if it seems like a strange thing for me to say that, you only need look into the look up darkness and dwell. The Lord said he would dwell in darkness. And I can prove it because where is he? He's the brightest thing and he cannot be seen. And man seeks to find God and cannot because they cannot penetrate. Just like on the mount of where the giving of the law was, there is like black smoke surrounding him and fire, and man is fearful to come close. We need to approach to God, not for the benefit of the others, but for our own benefit, in our own secret place. We need to approach the real presence of God. He is in secret. We must go in secret to truly be near him. But that is not to say you cannot seek him publicly, either. Sometimes, occasion just caught, like Jesus himself. When he raised Lazarus from the dead, what did he say? Lord, I know you always hear me. So I'm not saying this for the benefit of, I'm saying this for the benefit of those who are standing around so that they could know that you hear me. So there was an occasion to pray. Yeah, to be seen of men. Not to they that they should see him praying, but that when the wonderful works of God were done, they would know how it had been done. But these are the rules we follow. You know, this is the path. The times when you need to pray to be seen of men, meaning and by the will of God, are going to be very rare. But some people love to do it. They do it all the time. Verse 7. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. You know, people make all kinds of vain repetitions. Oh, let's just ask again. You know, asking the same things again and again, repeating over and over. Because God already knows what you need. You know, oh Lord, my car. Oh Lord, my back. Oh Lord, my vanity. Oh Lord. Dear St. Anthony, help me find my lost keys. Dear St. Anthony, let me help me find my lost keys. Holy Mary, Mother of God. Now at the hour of death. Amen. Amen. And what are you repeating? You're just repeating, and you're not even praying to God. But there are all kinds of vain things we can repeat. It's not just that. Don't let your prayer descend into a repetition, a recitation that does not have any meaning. Though some of the things we ask, because we ask for the same things over and over again, and we always need the same things over and over again. And then Jesus instructs us in a way to pray in verse 9, and it's interesting that this becomes for some a vain repetition. I don't know how many times when I was young I would go to church, and they would say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive our trespasses. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And you think to yourself, that was the most depressing thing I've ever heard. It's only when they read the scriptures. After this manner, therefore pray ye, said the Lord, Amen. No life in it. Now, there's no reason now. If that's what you feel about it, at least they're being honest. Religion is so boring. It's so boring and vain. I don't care. I mean, it's just, what am I going to do? Put on fakeness? put on a cheerful heart when all I'm doing it is so that other people would see, wow, he sure is religious, isn't he? He really gets into his prayer. You know, we want to be good examples for others as well. You know, let your light so shine. I tell you, it's a thin line you walk. The thing is, I mean, what is the message of this? It is, whatever you do, do it with sincerity. As seeking the pleasure of God, who has chosen you to salvation, not the pleasure of men. Though, you do it and let your light shine, as the case may be. You know, letting the Spirit of God be your guide. Verse 9, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever. Amen. Now, like I said, they turn that into a vain repetition because their heart isn't in it. But really, there's nothing, if you have to repeat things over and over again, this is a nice formula to repeat. As far as, because it's not a repetition of vanity. You acknowledge God in your prayer. It's like a form of prayer. You acknowledge Him. Acknowledge the hallowedness of His name. And in Christ, we pray in the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. His kingdom, we want it to come. That's something we always want. We want His will to be done. You can always pray for that. There's nothing vain about it. There's nothing vain about repeating it. I repeat it for my benefit, to remind me. Notice it's like the prayers they make are to be rewarded of men, that men could see. But what are we revealing to God by our prayers? What we want. Don't make it be, oh Lord, I'm in a financial problem, and I could really use a new car, and I need this, I need that, and repetitions of things that God knows you have need of before you ask Him. He's already made provision for all your needs. You need to trust that. Give us this day our daily bread. All that is necessary for our you know, daily bread is an interesting word. It's a compounded Greek word that is not really found outside the New Testament, from what I understand. Or it means the coming on. The needs that are immediate, that are coming. The things coming. It is the whatever is necessary for the time.